Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Emotional. Oh, the ladies love him, but then the guys listen to him too.
They say everything that people want to say, but they usually don't.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Kristen, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning, hi. Kristen. Oh, look at you, sounding all bright and shining and ready to stress out your boyfriend.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Incredibly nervous.
Well, you sound great, and you want to prank your boyfriend, Phil, who's obsessed with his dog.
Well, so it's our dog, technically mine, because we're not married.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
He is deeply, deeply in love with my dog, Beretta. She has, like, not really, like, issues with, like, the neighbors, but they don't absolutely love her as much as we do, so I figured that this would be a good story.
I love it. I love
okay,
it
well, hold on, though. Laura and I are going to be very sensitive. We want this to be good, but we have to keep this in the realm of it wouldn't give you an absolute heart attack also.
Oh, no, we're going straight heart attack. We're going where animal control was called and the cops.
Yeah, oh, I want to do animal control and the cops, yeah.
I'm good with that.
Wow, okay.
Laura's
okay,
not good with it. Hang on, Kristen, we got a problem.
No,
Laura, the dog
breathe.
Lover, stressed out.
Okay,
I know, but I'm a dog lover, too. I know you guys are dog lovers. That's why I thought you would like this one as
okay,
well.
Okay, no, we love it. All we right. have faith in you.
We're
let's
in.
Do it.
What
we're
kind
in,
of dog
right.
is
okay,
it?
Okay, great. It's a pit bull.
Oh, yeah, they neighbors don't like those.
I'm going to say that the gate was left open and she ran out and tried to attack their dog.
Oh, no. Oh,
all right,
no.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. Oh, I'm ready.
No.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Oh, no. Here we go.
All right, so
go ahead and call Kristen from your phone. Conference him in. Kristen is going to conference in Phil. Let's see if Phil's going to drop what he's doing and come help out Beretta and Kristen. Here we go.
Phil, can you hear me?
Yeah.
So the gate was open and Beretta got out and ran across the street and attacked
the dog. I need you to get rid of the dog.
Attacked the dog.
That's the dog.
They're calling.
Okay, I'm coming home, babe. I'm coming home right now.
Oh, look, he's ride or die.
Oh, my God.
Just split seconds, no questions asked. Phil is on his way to help Beretta, the pit bull. Phil, good morning.
What's going on, babe?
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. She wanted to see if you were going to drop what you're doing and ride for her dog, Beretta.
I love that dog. Come on.
Yeah, we could tell. We could tell, Phil. You weren't playing around.
Phil's out of breath.
I feel like if I was about to be arrested, he would be like, well, call me. Let me know how it goes.
That's funny.
Aw, babe, you love her so much.
Die.
Phil, you okay over there?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm just over here. I'm working.
Well, look.
I have a heart attack.
Look, your lady let us know that's her dog technically because you guys aren't married, but she knows that you love that dog with all your heart.
I love that dog. That's right.
Kristen, tell your man Phil. Your man Phil's about to have a heart attack. Tell him you love him.
He takes such good care of us no matter what, and he's the best boyfriend, so we're very lucky to have him.
That's beautiful. And also, Kristen, stop saying it's just your dog. You see how the man feels about the dog. Come on.
I know he's going to yell at me about that later.
It's my dog.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us now at beriderdie@gmail.com. That's beriderdie@gmail.com.
Whoever you desire.
It's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg.
I wasn't done.
Oh, Lord. Good morning, everybody. Today is going to be, let's see, it's a little cloudy right now, but it's usual. But today is going to be a high of 81.
Oh, man. Everybody calm down.
81. Oh,
yeah, listen now. Maxi dress season. You know what I'm saying? Things are going to be moving around
today. You know what I'm saying? If only for one time.
Oh, my gosh. Ultimate Tech Viking rules are in Oh, my God. Well, guys, we need a male and a female contestant to hit us up right now to play a game where Lord never loses. 800-223-9797.
Call right now.
Warm it up.
Yeah, one day. We do get one day here, one and then day. Things calmate. They right. calmate.
But today,
yo, Mother Nature knew we couldn't handle it all at once. You dig?
Right.
So
right.
It goes 82, and then we drop back down. Into the 60s for Saturday, and then Sunday we heat back up. Next Tuesday, 87 is on the forecast. So everybody just cool out. We get one day. Yo, it's gonna be moving around outside, boy. Right. Yo, people gonna be taking an extra long lunch.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, people who work from home are gonna drive into Manhattan just to take an extra long lunch and walk around.
That's it. Just walk around, no shirt.
Well, now no mask. If you're fully vaccinated, bom bing bop. The CDC is now like, look, no mask outside if you got the full vax. Do your thing, Doug.
Except in crowded areas.
Yeah, but they specify crowded areas as concerts, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, but outside, just go on with it.
Live your life.
If you're fully vaccinated. Now, they say 8% of the people who went out and got the vax didn't show up for their second dose.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But they've been saying that. Even if you get the vax, you're still contagious.
They're saying you're only contagious if you're around people who are not vaccinated.
You're only contagious if you're around. That doesn't even make sense, really.
Well, it does. If you're fully vaccinated and you're in close proximity with somebody who's not vaccinated,
then they can catch it.
They could catch it. Yeah,
they're saying that if you're around somebody who has been vaccinated, that they can't catch it from you now.
That's right.
I don't believe that.
That's what they was all. They've been saying that for a while. If you're around a bunch of people, everybody's fully vaccinated. They've been saying you could gather inside,
right?
No
right,
matter.
Right.
And because here's the other piece, the way the virus has always worked is you get exposed. And then remember they say it's a 3-day incubation period. And then you start showing signs. Remember all of that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That 3-day incubation period, it replicates in your body. And that's why you start to have symptoms and all. It's not like you just have one little particle. You start to have many, 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 many. And right. So that many, 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 many is what gets you sick.
Many, 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 money.
Exactly.
Right.
You see, but with the vaccine, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't get the many, 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 many.
So you might get some, but not many, many.
You don't get the many, 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 which makes you less contagious, really, but they're not going that far yet because they're still researching.
Right. They're still trying to figure it out. So them say.
Yeah, no, it's still research going on.
So them say.
So, yeah, no masks outside. CDC made the announcement yesterday. You're fully vaccinated, which only 30% of the country is. But a lot of New York City folk are. And so you're going to probably see a lot of people outside with no masks.
Facts.
The hard part is once you're outside, though, then you just have to make the decision about how it makes people feel when they see you with no mask.
Right, that's the personal choice.
Right. Like I was sitting in the park the other day on the phone, took my mask off, realizing, though, that if I saw someone sitting in the park on the phone with other people around, I might be like, yo, man, put your mask on.
Well, I mean, if you want to Karen out like that, it's cool, you know. But
well, I wouldn't say it. At this point, I would just think it.
Right.
I wouldn't say.
But I think what people, you know, over the next few weeks and months, I think people, today, yeah, people might still be like, hey, yo. But over the next few weeks and months, people will start to, I think, get more comfortable.
Yeah, people going to free up. The summer is going to be outside.
Look, I've been.
I bring down my mask whenever I'm walking my dog in the park.
If there's nobody around or if I'm not close to people, I haven't had my mask on. outside.
If you're not around people, you should not have your mask on.
Well, they've been said you didn't have to have your mask on outside if you didn't, if you wasn't around people.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, some people also are super precautious. So some people just going to be wearing their masks. That's just what it is.
Yeah, they're just going to be driving in their car with the windows with the mask, with the mask on.
Y'all been seeing that. Yo, people are like that. And that's and that's your personal choice, and I respect it.
That's right. Don't give the stand well COVID.
Right, and let me be clear. For as much as I give a hard time to anyone who's not super COVID conscious, I know people who are crazy too.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
there are people who have been absolutely warped and they've lost their mind because of the whole thing.
Yeah, there's people who've gone too far with it. But, you know, that's what happens when you get afraid and you get fearful.
And there's a global pandemic.
Yeah. I mean, when there's, I think, how many people died around the world? Millions?
Yep.
There's 13,000 potential. I think they said the number may jump to 13,000 people may die a day for the next few days in India.
Oh my God! Yes, India is
so a mess.
Bad. It's so scary.
And another thing, they're getting vaccine. They have some, but they need more. Brazil's the same thing. Biden announced yesterday in his speech. We'll play some of his conversation or speech, however you want to term it. Later on, where America's going to be sending, you know, oxygen and, you know, vaccine stuff over there for them, helping them out. But, you know, India, if you've ever been there, you know, is a country that has extreme wealth and extreme poverty. And then some serious rural areas, too, right? So, I mean, there's a country of a billion people. And so now they got it bad. And if we don't help out countries that are either poorer, and or just still developing nations like India is, that's the one thing that's going to keep this pandemic going. Because they say only 1% of the nations on the globe that are impoverished nations have even gotten vaccines.
Fam, I was talking to my aunt in Guatemala, and she says in order for her to take get tested, it costs about $150. U.S. dollars, by the way.
To get tested?
To get tested.
Wow.
So that's what's going to keep the pandemic going, because remember, we're all on this planet together.
Well, this is part of what the U.S. generally has signed up for as being world leader. Now that we're back to being restored as somewhat normal, that we are supposed to be the ones who go out and help out when things like this happen.
Right.
That's kind of our task as a rich nation.
Well, and part of staying safe is going out and help. And
correct.
Right? Because if we don't make sure all these other nations are safe and stable, then the disease just keeps bouncing around from country to country, moving around the globe.
Yep.
We are not on an island to ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, the border thing only works for so long. And us and people not traveling from here and going other places, you know, you can only do that for so long. So you got to figure out a way to help out the smaller countries. Shawnee Culture, who we got on the line, fam bam?
We got Dana.
Dana, good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
Good morning.
Yeah, where you headed right now? You going to work?
I'm on my way to Jersey Shore Hospital I'm an MDT tech. I do EEGs on people's heads.
EEG, that's like brain activity.
Yeah, for seizures and strokes.
EEG. Yo, there's speaking of EEG, there's an amazing young rapper. His name is ESTG. That's what I thought of when you said EEG. But you know what I'm saying? Whole different topic. Definitely not as important as an EEG, but nonetheless, same letters. You feel what I'm saying?
True.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, Dana. You're playing against Miguel.
Miguel.
Yeah. What's popping, baby?
Yeah.
Hold on, Libro.
Where you at right now, Miguel? Where you going?
Man, I'm at work as we speak, man. I'm a delivery driver, man. I'm getting to it.
There it is. What are you delivering today?
I'm delivering. I ain't really gonna mention it, man. I'm gonna just call myself a transporter, man. We gonna keep it at that.
There it is. Okay, I respect it. Like the movie, like the movie. Yo, them transporter movies are lit.
Yo, just like the movie. I don't ask no questions. I just deliver it. That's it.
Yo, I respect it.
All right, hey, Eber, we have a prize today.
Oh, wow. Stop the music.
Yes. Prizes. We have a prize.
Yo, the world's really getting back to normal.
So listen, today, you can win a free pay-per-view code to see Andy the Destroyer Ruiz Diaz versus Chris the Nightmare Arreola. Fight is going down on Saturday, May 1st at 9 p.m. So you could buy now on foxsports.com/PPV and watch it on any screen. But today, we will hook you up with that experience.
Andy Ruiz and some Areolas.
Let's do it.
And the Nightmare Arreola.
Wow.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Dana, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Styles?
I'm going to go with Laura Styles.
Okay.
All right, Dana.
Okay. Shawnee's got the question.
Yeah.
Let's play. Laura never loses.
Right
here. Here we go.
Okay, which rapper who sadly passed? Laura?
Sadly passed DMX.
DMX had a ceremony with the monster truck this weekend. In meters, how long is an Olympic swimming pool?
An Olympic swimming pool is...
meters.
100 meters.
Incorrect.
50?
50 meters is correct.
Oh my God.
Elon Musk will somewhat surprisingly host. Ebro.
SNL.
SNL is correct. What is the capital of Chile?
Laura. San Diego.
That is correct. Which two rappers posted bail for?
Laura. Posted bail for in Atlanta. Gunna and Young Thug.
That is correct. Who was George Bush's vice president? Ebro.
It's Dick Cheney.
That is correct. Dick Cheney. When she became the first black woman in Congress?
Ebro. Maxine Waters.
Incorrect. When she became the first black woman in Congress, what state did Shirley Chisholm represent?
Shirley Chisholm. What state?
I voted for Shirley Chisholm.
That's right. Reagan was the president, though.
Was it Chicago?
Chicago is incorrect. New York.
New York.
Oh, man. My God. Sure.
That's correct.
Well, Laura just pulled a full Juanito calling Chicago a state.
That's right.
I know. It would be.
Laura wins.
Laura wins.
Dana.
Shirley Chisholm ran for president.
Yeah.
Yes. Dana, you won a free pay-per-view code. So you're going to see Andy Ruiz Jr. and Chris Arreola fight. And it's going down on Saturday, May 1st at 9 p.m. Okay? Shout out to foxsports.com.
Thank you so much,
Dana, who you shouting out to today? Who you want to shout out? Shout out to the Areolas. That's going to be out in the sundresses today. You know what I'm saying? The maxi dresses.
I'm going to shout out to my parents and my brother and my sister and the Jersey Shore Hospital for everything that they do, the first comers, everything.
There it is. All the essential workers, all the people on the front lines, and all the hospitals tuned in. Tri-State, we love you. On the way, flashing lights. Laura Styles.
Look, coming up in a flashing lights report, if you were a big Game of Thrones fan, I have some big news for you coming up.
Ooh. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning, and just buckle up. Be safe, because the amount of sun and warm today might make you act a little crazy. With joy, that is. Excitement.
That's sun, too. Right. It's not just warm. It's sun.
Sun and warm. According to the trusty Dark Sky Weather app. But, some clouds.
Trusty it is.
Some clouds here and there. But it'll start to get overcast more after 3 o'clock, it says. But 80. 82 is the high. Listen, that's a good time, boys and girls.
That's straight up legitimate shorts weather. Like, if you don't wear shorts, you should be wearing shorts.
That's
shorts
weather. Talk to him. Legs out. You know what I'm saying? Maxi dress, sundress. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You might as well get see how you look. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
She's gonna run away when they get home.
At least one day.
Yo,
all
and
right,
also
let's go.
Flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Flashing lights.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights.
Good television is coming. Well, tonight, let me remind you, if you're a big fan of Handmaid's Tale, it's actually probably up right now. Three brand new episodes that you can watch are out today. But if you're a big Game of Thrones fan, the prequel, House of the Dragon, begins production. HBO officially got the ball rolling on House of the Dragon. So this prequel is set hundreds of years before the events of the Thrones. And it has to do with the ancestors of Daenerys. You know, they're trying to get their hands on this Iron Throne. But, you know, I hope this is good. I don't really do well with the prequels.
Right.
You know, well, I tried Better Call Saul, and I was like, this is not for me.
Well, this is, it's been out for a while, but what's the date they said, Laura?
No exact date. I'm just saying they finally got the ball rolling. Like, its production is happening.
Got it. Yeah, this is on Viserys Targaryen. And this is...
That's the father?
That would be the father. Or maybe it would... Maybe Viserys is, was that the Mad King.
I always get confused.
I think Viserys is the Mad King in that era of when the Targaryens, like, go to war. Let's see. Viserys Targaryen. King Viserys III Targaryen is younger brother of Rhaegar, the older brother of Daenerys.
Wait, the what of Rhaegar?
The older brother is the younger brother of Rhaegar Targaryen.
Her older brother. So that means Daenerys might make a cameo.
So she'd be a baby at this time.
Gotcha.
That's so weird, though, because that's not going as far back as their stories go.
Well, how long do these people live?
But, guys, this is it says hundreds of... Well, yeah, that's true. How long do these people live?
How long do these people live? What are we really talking about?
We don't know.
It says Viserys Targaryen. Let's see here. King Viserys III, the Beggar King, King of the Andals, the Rhoynar and the First Men, Lord of the Seven Kingdoms, Protector of the Realm.
Yo, he's like, he might as well be in Wu-Tang.
Prince of Dragonstone. Big House baby, Targaryen.
Big baby Dragonstone.
His race is Valerian.
Wow.
He should be fun, though. I remember our obsession, how we were locked in when Game of Thrones came out. So let's see if this is going to be the same thing. Exciting. Mm.
The war turned the Viserys and his younger sister Daenerys, Princess of Dragonstone, into exiles from the Seven Kingdoms who can only plot to regain control of the Iron Throne. That's what we saw, was Prince Viserys Targaryen, but then they go back before that.
All right. So. We shall see.
We shall see. At your Flash and Light, your boy, the time is 7:03. Right now, it's a little cloudy, but prepare yourself. High of 81.
Three episodes of The Handmaid's is on tonight, but that might not get watched because, we might be outside. The CDC has announced if you're fully vaccinated, don't worry about a mask outside as long as you're not in big crowds. That's good news. So, this is like two reasons to be joyous today. If you're fully vaccinated, you can just be outside, loosey-goosey. You know what I'm saying?
Relax.
That's what they're saying. Coming up, Ride or Die, and congratulations, you played yourself. Who should be on the list? Ebro Law Rosenberg, good morning, everybody. The weather. Let's just stop and soak it in. Yo, isn't it cool that it's kind of all working out? You know, the vaccines, people getting... The weather getting back nice. It's kind of cool, man.
It is cool.
To have it all lined up, it feels good. Make you happy, you know what I got for you.
Congratulations, you played yourself. So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself,
yo. Playing yourself. I don't play. Yo, I played myself yesterday. By going on Twitter and letting everybody know, I didn't know Karl Malone when he was in his small town before he was in the NBA. He was like a sports hero. Karl Malone had a child with a 13-year-old girl. Raped a girl.
What?
Statutory, I don't know.
Nothing to worry about.
Bruh.
That is statutory rape.
Yeah.
He had a child with a
13-year-old? A child, my guy.
Wow.
Karl Malone. You didn't know that either, right, Johnny?
Nah.
Did you know that?
No.
I thought you said like he had an affair, something with a 13-year-old girl, which does not make it better, but I didn't hear the part of having a child with her.
And the whole town, Karl Malone,
wow.
NBA legend, was from, covered it up, a small town. because he was a sports hero, so they didn't make no note of it. It came out later on. And so the reason I'm giving myself a congratulations, I played myself, is because I went on Twitter like, what? What happened? And everybody was like, you don't know about this? And they hit me with the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Wow.
Now, I was never a Karl Malone fan. I've always thought he was an Uncle Tom ass Negro. But to everybody that thinks everyone knows this story, I return to you.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Because clearly they don't.
This happened in 1983. He was 20 and she was 13. Ugh.
Disgusting. Hit the button again.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
What town
yourself.
Is he from?
Let me see. It doesn't say here. Hold on. I don't know, man, but it's disgusting either way. 13 years old? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Wait, I mean, you didn't know it either?
No, Twitter operates in a... Here's the thing. If you're deep in the... you deserve the congrats because of how into Twitter you are. You should know. Because they bring it up, apparently, all the time.
Summerfield, Louisiana is where you're from. Hit that whole city with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
But yeah, that's what Twitter is. Everyone recycles the same story every few months, and they all talk about it, and apparently that's been a thing.
Well, it started yesterday because Dr. J, the great Julius Erving, made some sort of all-team list or something I saw, and he didn't put LeBron James on either team.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Come on, Dr. J.
Horrible.
I know. LeBron is from a completely different era. Maybe you don't have respect for what he's done in the game. But Karl Malone over LeBron?
Congratulations. You played That's, yourself.
I can't go. I can't. I mean, listen, Karl Malone was a great player, but come on, man.
Come on. You got to hit him with a full. Come on, man.
I mean, it didn't win any rings either.
And had one of the greatest assists. Leaders in NBA history, John Stockton. Don't act like John Stockton don't matter.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know what Doc was thinking on that one, but hey.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. You played yourself.
I forgot. I also don't care.
There you go. Laura Stiles, what you got today?
You guys are going to hate this, but I still think it's pretty funny. Caitlyn Jenner. She is running for governor of California.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Caitlyn for California. So she goes and tells the Kardashian sisters, yo, they want to, can you campaign for me? They said, nah, we've had enough of this.
Really?
We don't want no parts of this. Then she goes to her sons, you know, Brody Jenner and them. They tell her, no, this is embarrassing. You're not qualified to run. You want no parts of this.
He taking notes from Kanye.
So all the family, because she was like, all right, let me see if my family's going to back me up on this. And the whole family was like, nah, fam, we ain't messing with you.
Shut your white mouth.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And then they pointed it out that she has no policy, nothing. If you go to Caitlyn for California, all she has is merch, like coffee mugs and T-shirts. That's it.
Oh, damn.
Gosh.
Yo, you know the whole plan to recall the California governor. You know what it's based on, right?
What?
It's based on Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, wanting to have rolling blackouts because of the wildfires. And so they want to, like, control electricity and power usage because they know each year there's going to be more and more wildfires. It's over the fact that he wanted the mask mandate that he put in order to try to save people's lives.
Lord.
That's what this is all about. This is the second recall that they've ever had in the state of California. So this isn't like an actual election. This is they're trying to fire the current governor for trying to do the right things. And so that's what Caitlyn Jenner and other Republicans. There's like a porn star running. There's a bunch of people running.
Wow.
So it's a circus.
Basically.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Rosenberg, what you got today?
Well, we missed this on Sunday. And it was an awkward moment after Daniel Kaluuya won his best supporting actor Oscar when he got up to do his media Zoom press conference. And he got a question in which it became clear that the reporter asking the question was very confused.
I want to congratulate you on this. I've been following you since the beginning of your career. And I was wondering what it meant for you to be directed by Regina, what this means for you at this time with the world and the state that it's in.
Say that question again, please.
I was wondering what it meant for you to win with the world in the state that it's in at the moment.
What it meant to win to the world that the state is in the moment. It's amazing to have this honor and to be appreciated in this way.
Does it mean more for the community, though?
Does it mean more for the community? What means something to the community is people pouring into each other and protecting each other and defending each other and guiding each other. That's what means everything to the community.
So, the story played out that everyone took it as she confused him with Leslie Odom Jr., who was in the movie that Regina King actually directed. Two things. One, I don't know if that's the case or if she just confused which movie Regina King directed. Either way, hit the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
But to me, the bigger congrats is, what the hell did her question even mean?
Congratulations,
I think she wanted to,
you
I think
played
she was
yourself.
Trying to say to black people, to the black community, but she didn't want to say black.
But even before that, does it mean more at this time? And then what does it mean for the community?
She's talking about with Black Lives Matter and police violence and all
that
activism.
I know what she was trying to do.
But she needs to be direct.
There was a sloppy mess. The entire thing was a sloppy mess. And you should have seen Daniel's face. With Daniel's face, when she said directed by Regina, he was so confused as to what she could possibly be talking about. Oh, man.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
That big Willie talk, playing yourself.
Now listen, man.
Playing yourself.
There's actually Republican candidates. We interviewed one, Mateo, from Zona de Cuba, who's running for mayor of New York City. There's another man by the name of Derek Gibson. These are Republican candidates. Derek Gibson has a rally. At his rally, he has Dr. Sally Priester. Her claim to fame is, quote, a top woman doctor. Another person coming to the rally is Barbara from Harlem. You guys ever heard of Barbara from Harlem? She's an author and activist.
No.
Never heard of Barbara from Harlem.
I know a Barbara from Harlem.
What about, let's see here. Waka Flocka's coming.
I'll hit the button.
To the rally.
Congratulations.
For the Republicans.
You played yourself.
Guys, he's MAGA. He's a big old Trump supporter.
Well, my problem is, who are these other damn people that you're at this rally with? Y'all couldn't get any better names than this? Whenever you're seeing like a documentary or a flyer and it's like top woman doctor, but they don't reference what hospital, doctor of what, like what are you saying right now, fam? I see that in documentaries where it's like, you know, political strategist. For who? When? Where?
Right, on his off time. You know what I'm saying?
Do not fall for the jokes, fam.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Barbara from Harlem's loose.
Yeah.
I don't even
know. Yeah, I know,
you know, I know Mad Barbaras.
Yeah.
I know one from Harlem.
That's a fact.
That's all you
Maybe
need.
Maybe she's going to be at the rally. I don't know.
She's going to be outside today. You know that for sure. 83 degrees.
Shawnee, calm down. You one of those, man. You did that.
Oh, now it's just me?
Bro.
Now it's
yeah,
just me?
Now it's just you.
Yeah. You know what? Let me get this button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, when I first thing this morning, I was like, maxi dress, sundress.
Right. All singing with me, got me all hyped. Now
what's
you
that?
Like you one of those dudes. That's you. That's who you are.
Cat, you don't know my Mooski ad lib?
Would you?
That last one, it does. Yo, I gotta tell you, bro, you're like someone who has a tick. Like you have emotional problems. Every morning, Sean, do you realize we take for granted? He sits around all morning. Mm-hmm. While we're just sitting there trying to get our day started, slowly, Ebro's like this. He's like the little brother in the car who's got a problem.
Right.
Like, you're like, yo, mom, what's wrong with him?
Would you boy?
Yo, the man
yo,
got
we,
issues.
Laura, when he says it, you don't even recognize you've already heard him do it 50 times today.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I ignore him. I'm just like, whatever.
Everybody's like, good yo, morning, a, good yo. Morning. He starts belching.
Boy,
like,
hey, man.
He's obsessed with Mooski.
Yo, because it's so crazy sounding to me. That's a hit record. Watch when these ad-libs come on. You'll see what I'm talking about. See?
Would you believe me?
Yeah, he does not.
Survive. Shout out to Moski.
Yes, curve time on Ebro in the Morning. Alicia.
Yep.
You got curved by Jonathan.
Yes, I did.
And y'all been dating 6 months. This is
a long time.
Yo, normally it's just we just met on an app. We were texting, sexting. His breath was bad and I didn't hit him back.
Right.
This is a different type.
In 2019 years, 6 months is like 3 years.
Well, no.
Newsflash is just 6 months.
Yeah, no. No.
Oh, my God.
No. All right, Alicia, here, we'll try to reel this back in, but clearly Rosenberg and Laura are not with you right now. Everything was great. All of a sudden, he fell off the face of the earth. That's all you got.
That's all I got.
Got it.
No arguments?
Nothing.
How was the sex?
Great.
Like, great, like great, great, or like sex you never had before? You were giving it all you got? Like, what kind of great?
I mean, at this point in time and at this age, you've seen a lot. So it's not like I can be that impressed by many people at this point.
In other words, you put some miles on that shit.
Whoa.
That's what you're saying.
No, in other words, what you're saying, it was cool.
It was cool. Great. Also, these don't have mileage meters. Just, those are cars.
Yep. Facts. Right.
Jonathan, Alicia has agreed to be on the show, but he doesn't know that you're on the phone, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Jonathan.
Hey.
Hey, it's Ebro in the Morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg.
Yep.
How's it going, guys?
Oh, man, we're chilling, man. We appreciate you coming on Curved. Thank you for updating us, because Alicia had hit us and said that you fell off the face of the earth. You guys had dated 6 months, and now she hasn't heard from you, and we appreciate you telling us why. What happened?
I guess we got along on, like, a lot of levels, like, but sexually, we wanted to try something new, like different palates, keep the sex life alive, and we went to a sex party.
Okay. I like this. So the sex was good. Like,
the sex was great.
Oh,
not
nice.
Gonna lie. It was like, it was like Olympic. Like, she was very athletic, and I'm not so much athletic.
But it was good. It was a good workout.
Oh, for sure.
She kept you rocked up, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
She kept you Randy Johnson.
Yeah, she kept my Dwayne rock hard.
There you go. My Dwayne rock Johnson.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Johnson.
So where did we go wrong? What happened?
All right. At this sex party, it's like a little liberal, a little bit more than I thought. Like, say, for example, like, you walk in with your girlfriend, you get to choose a different girlfriend for the time. And the same thing for your girlfriend, she chooses a different boyfriend. And I chose this woman who wasn't as sexy, if you will. And she chose this guy that was, like, hot. But, like, on a nerdy side, you know?
Okay.
So I'm getting busy with his girlfriend, and things are going pretty well. But when I look over, my girlfriend is basically with this nerdy guy, but she's making all these crazy types of noises that I've never heard before.
Oh, so he was getting her smacked. She was getting out.
Yeah.
Digging with digs.
You know what I mean? He was laying pipe.
Super Mario.
He basically, like, reinvented the Industrial Revolution.
It was a whole new thing.
You know what I mean?
So, a whole new train system.
Oh, wow.
So this made you uncomfortable. You didn't like seeing her enjoy it this much.
Oh, for sure. It, like, you wouldn't want to, like, look at your coach after a devastating loss if it was, like, Super Bowl, you know?
Yo, Jonathan, this is crazy, bro.
I've got to stop this right here. I have to stop this right here.
Sorry, Alicia. We was having too much fun hearing about you getting sprawled out.
Here's the thing. If you're going to go to these parties and if you want to engage in this, you've got to be confident in your shit.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty confident, but, like,
it doesn't sound like you're confident at all, because I left that party not even worried about this dude. I was ready to go with you home.
Yeah, but things got, like, really awkward with us. You know this.
I don't think...
Jonathan,
you
sound like a little...
in your head, and I think that's your ego, bro.
Jonathan, she could have been straight faking it in the party, putting on a show for the party. You don't know.
I don't know, man.
No, but that's not what it's about. It doesn't matter. I wasn't putting it on. It wasn't faking it. No. Why would I have to do that?
The new piece of that you got at the sex party was really good for you.
It was great. But isn't that the point of these fucking parties?
True.
I've never been to a party like that. This is precisely why I wouldn't want to go, though.
Yeah, I've never done it either.
You're opening Pandora's box to a lot.
Well, but I think too. But
I'd be ready for that.
What would happen if he had gone up to you and been like, "Yo, let's get out of here. I'm not comfortable with this
party pooper."
Immediately.
Boom.
Wait, what would you have said?
I would have left. Like, why wouldn't you even communicate? You're so insecure, you can't communicate with me, bro. Come on.
So it's like, it's really tough to kind of like look at yourself in the mirror when your girlfriend basically went through the exorcism.
Oh. She was like, "Let Jesus you like that?"
Right. Yeah. Like,
it was super intense.
Alicia, was this your first time going to one of these parties?
No.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I'm telling you, do I need to lie at this point in time in this conversation?
It was your first time, and so y'all, and you were that comfortable just getting busy.
I mean, it took a second to warm up, but it was fine after that.
Wow.
Why not?
Jonathan, this was your first time?
This was like my third time.
Oh, well, then you know what?
Guess what?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Bye.
Jonathan, you still want to continue this relationship or not?
I do.
All right, well, then why don't you just text her right now and get off the phone with us, and y'all work this shit out.
Gotcha.
Maybe you should just ask her this.
Are we ready?
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get you some answers.
That Biebs. Yo, you know it's a fire record? Let me see if Cass Ones agrees. It's popish, but I feel like we're going to have to deal with it. SZA, Doja Cat.
Oh, yeah.
It's fire.
I like it. It sounds a lot like... I feel like Doja Cat's pop records all sound very similar.
You got it handy, Cass One?
Yeah, I do. It sounds like Say So.
It has Say So vibes, but what's the real sample in here? What's the melody they sing at the hook? Listen. Oh, there it is in the guitar riff too, a little bit. Jersey's own SZA. What up, SZA? What's that right there? Y'all don't know that? Olivia Newton-John.
Is it?
Let's get physical. Let's get physical.
Yeah, it's very pop.
The vibe, though. Very Gwen Stefani, right?
Yep.
That part for sure.
Gwen Stefani has a record with Shaweety.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll tell you guys, the ceiling on Doja Cat,
she's out of here, bro.
Like, she's out of here now, but she's going to be so out of here that we're going to be like, remember when we thought she was out of here, but she's now 10, 100 times more out of here?
She's dope.
And when she raps, like, she really raps.
And her live performances are great, too.
She was at the first Envision Fest for Laura Staff.
She was.
When she just had the Moo join up?
Yes.
It's so funny. Now I hear it every time. I never would have heard Let's Get Physical.
I heard it out the first one.
Cheesy good.
It's a pop, man. We're going to have to deal with it over here, man. It's good vibes. And it's like sunshine.
It. I'm here for anything Doja Cat and SZA. I'm here for it.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yo, that's
right now. Go ahead,
first five song. I'm sorry. The first five songs on Doja Cat's last album is such an incredible start to an album. I sit around listening to hardcore rap, and then I flip to Doja Cat's album. That's what I've been on for the last 2 years.
I like Doja Cat and Dogecoin. You know what I'm saying? I'm doged out.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying?
How is Dogecoin going up?
Dogecoin is flat. It's level. It's like 27 cents. You know what I'm saying? It's a good time to jump in right now. I feel like that's the new low, 27 cents, which is a great springboard to get to a nice 65 cents here and there and cake up real quick. If you're into crypto. What is Dogecoin? I don't know. What is NFTs? God. I mean, really, what are we talking about?
We don't know.
But Laura copped one. Laura copped one and it went up.
I still don't know what it is. No, I'm just kidding.
But what is it all, really? What's a baseball card and who says? You know what I'm saying? What is...
I mean, come on. You guys saw the news.
Who says?
You saw the news yesterday. LeBron James rookie sold for $5.2 million.
Wow, really?
I did not see that.
$5.2 million sets the all-time record for any card ever.
Wow.
Now, here's how you know things are out of control. Ebro, do you know what card? You're never going to guess this. The card that LeBron passed to become the most valuable card of all time.
Let's go with, it's a baseball card, right? Am I in the right vicinity?
Nope.
Not even a baseball card. Then I have no idea.
This is what shows
I get it.
Go ahead, Cass.
Is it the Pokemon card?
No, although those are very valuable. This is how you know the market has reached a peak that it's like it could never get higher, I don't think. He passed a Luka Doncic card, which had sold for $4.6 million.
Nah, why is Luka Doncic card going that high?
Because it was a one-of-one. It was a one-of-one autograph card that was like only one was in the packs. But still, how could a Luka Doncic ever be worth $4.6 million? How could that be worth more than the Mickey Mantle 1952 rookie card? And by the way, yesterday we found out Babe Ruth was black. It was an amazing day.
Wait, no. You didn't know Babe Ruth was black, Shawnee?
I knew the chocolate bar was brown.
Oh, my gosh.
Nah, not the chocolate bar. I'm talking about Babe Ruth, the Yankee great.
That rabbit hole was amazing.
Yo, this dude, Antoine Hardy, who did a whole thread documenting the Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth, the only player that shows up at a Harlem church.
Babe Ruth hanging out at the Cotton Club.
Ty Cobb once refused to stay in the same hunting cabin as Babe Ruth, who was rumored to be of mixed blood, they said, of Babe Ruth. The whole league at the time, they say, thought Babe Ruth was black. They called him Ape Man. They called him...
Tarzan.
The Big Baboon. They called him all type of names at the time.
Yo, Shawnee, then you go look at a picture of him, and you're like, wait a second.
Well, you look at his dad definitely looks mixed, Louisiana mixed, and married a white woman. So his dad might have, you know, back in those days, you was passing. Like, if you was super light-skinned, like a Dorothy Dandridge or whatever, they called you passing. Like, you could pass as white, but you had, you know, black blood.
Wow.
Babe Ruth gave Bumpy Johnson a Cartier watch for Christmas.
Yo, okay. Godfather
of Harlem.
That was when I knew he was black. He gave Bumpy Johnson a Cartier watch.
That's my man's.
Remember, Babe Ruth used to break the rules. Babe Ruth used to break the rules and go play with the Negro Leagues and get in trouble for it.
Really?
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, that's news to me.
And then there was an article that came out in 2019. It was an interview with Babe Ruth's daughter, who at the time was 94 years old in 2019. And she said that the reason her dad never became manager in Major League Baseball is that he would have integrated.
And they knew it.
They knew that he would have wanted to put black players on the team because he was a part of the black community and apparently had this lineage to being black himself.
Yo, there's a picture that starts this thread. I'm going to send it to you, Johnny. I'm going to post it on Old Man Ebro to Ebro Times. where there's a bunch of black people hanging out by the fence, trying to be in a photo with Babe Ruth. And one of the dudes is putting his hand out next to Babe Ruth like, he down with us. Like, showing the complexion. And his face is like, you see? You see?
He oh, down my God. With well, us. We just went down a rabbit hole. Well,
it's well so Babe Ruth is black. It's a big deal.
It's the greatest baseball player ever lived, man.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? But there are, but by the way, there are baseball players who look at Babe Ruth's his stats with an asterisk. Because there was no black players playing at the time. And the black players in the Negro leagues at that time was putting up numbers that was way surpassing what was going on in Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm. But those numbers counting. Those numbers have all now been brought into people's totals.
Right.
Fine.
Got you.
But yeah, you heard it here. If you didn't know, Babe Ruth was black.
Babe Ruth black.
Where's DJ
that's
John?
That's my man's.
Let's go, DJ John. He's a Yankees fan. Oh,
it's DJ John. DJ John. DJ John.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Good morning to you and yours. Baby.
Shout to the kid. Also, shout to the kid Merrill from the BX. He thinks he was definitely black, but he was Dominican.
Okay.
He was Dominican.
I give him that. I agree.
John, you come with prizes today?
I do. I do. Well, all week we're doing something for the mothers for Mother's Day coming up. And we're giving away flowers, like a whole prize pack. You know what I'm saying? You get dinner, intimate virtual performance with Seven Streeter. Also, the winner could qualify for a chance to win a diamond necklace. All made high by Seven Streeter, E1, Roslyn Social, Vladdy's Diamonds. Well, Vladdy's Daddies, anyway. And Hot 97.
Vladdy's Daddies. All right, call right now. You can be smarter than DJ John. You just got to answer a question super fast. Yo, John, man, we completely skipped over. Your Knicks almost went 10 in a row, man. What happened? And the wheels came off.
Wow. I mean, they almost won. It was close to the fourth quarter, to the last 5 minutes left in the game. But then, you know, they had some nice defensive stops, some scores, the Suns. But tonight, they face, I forgot who they face today. I think the Bulls. And then we have a total of 10 games left. Rest of the season, so.
Well, how come you haven't saluted my Brooklyn Nets, man? They clinched the playoff berth, man. What's going on, man? You're not giving it up.
Well, you what?
My Brooklyn Nets.
Speaking of basketball, when is Cass going to come back to the Knicks as a fan? Because we, just want to, since we're
when are you going to come back?
No, he's going to come back.
You know me well. You know I don't backtrack, bro. What's his?
No, you're going to go on. No, you're not.
Cash, you're going with the Nets,
all
man.
All right. Who's on the phone?
Yo, Bobby Lover. Breanne is on the phone, Laura.
Yo, Laura, you used to have so much patience. Now you're a mom. You have no patience. What's going on?
No.
Breanne.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Breanne.
Breanne, good morning. Hi. You got to be smarter than DJ John, and you get some shout-outs. You get prizes for Mother's Day. Laura Stiles has a question for you. Hit him, Laura Stiles.
All right, Breanne, okay?
Hit him.
Can you tell us, okay, let's see, I'm hoping you were a Game of Thrones fan. On Game of Thrones, what season did they always say was coming?
Winter.
Yes.
Ooh, that's right.
Winter is coming.
But not today, yes. Baby.
But that's
it was never summer. It was never summer.
All right, DJ John, can you tell us who composed the theme song to Game of Thrones?
Oh, Martin Scorsese.
Yes.
The correct answer is Ramin Djawadi.
Love ramen.
Did you say Martin Scorsese?
What?
Did you say that? Martin Scorsese? Is that what you said?
He might have said Martin.
Maybe.
Like the steakhouse?
I love steakhouse.
Oh, there you go. All right. Yo, Breanne, you're the big winner. Mother's Day plug. Yay. You're getting all types of love. John, run down the list of everything she gets.
Flowers, dinner, an intimate virtual performance with Seven Streeter. All Seven made Streeter. Hot pot. Yeah, and you get to qualify for a diamond necklace.
Yes.
All made hot by Seven Streeter, yes. E1, Roslyn Social, and Vladdy's Diamonds. Baby.
Breanne, do you own diamonds already? You got diamonds in your ears right now?
Unfortunately not. I do not, but I would pray that I win this diamond.
There you go. We got to get you some diamonds. We got to get you iced
Thank
out.
You.
You know what I mean? Brianne, who you shouting out to?
I'm going to shout out my son, Saint. He just turned 2 a few weeks ago. My dad, my uncle, my family, everyone, and my job. I work at a high school, so AMS too.
Wait, your son is named Saint? Did you do that before or after Kanye named his son Saint?
After.
I did it after. Wow. That's a cool name. That's You're a cool honest. Name, and you ran with it?
Yes, I ran with it, and it's his father's initials, so S. I wanted to keep the S going on, so that's
it
why.
Is. I respect
and, and it's what they call Franklin Saint on Snowfall.
Yes, I
Let's
know.
Hope your son does not turn out like Franklin Saint.
He better not.
And if he does, God forbid, you better not cave like the mom. You know, and just
I'm
go
not
fully in.
Like the mom. All right. I'll have my own by that time.
That's right, Bri.
Hang on, we got to get your information. Let's go. Flashing lights, Laura Styles. Let's do it right now. Love you, Bri. Brianna Tarth.
Our friend Raekwon, the chef, has announced a brand new autobiography, From the Staircase to the Stage.
Oh.
So he went on IG to, you know, tease it a little bit. He says it's a story of a kid from Staten Island who faced countless adversities and then connected with one of the biggest hip-hop groups on the planet. So he said, to my fans, this story is for you. So it's still a while because I DM'd him. I was like, yo, chef, you want to come on the show? But he was like, let's go a little closer because it drops November 9th. So he's I definitely want to come see you guys and talk about
it. Well, during the verses with Ghostface, he definitely shouted out the publisher. Which publisher is it? It's a huge one.
Simon & Schuster.
Yeah, he was like, yo, shouts to Simon & Schuster. I was like, oh, wow. And I got to tell you, I saw Ray post a picture yesterday. He's looking very slim and trim these days.
Yeah.
He looks in a great space. His son is about to graduate high school now, too.
So dope.
Posted a picture of his son, you know what I'm saying, getting out of, or maybe it's college. He's about to graduate college. Whatever. Yeah, anyway, Ray was like, yo, go get that diploma. I guess it's the first kid in the family to go get that diploma.
Amazing. That's yo, so man, dope. Wu-Tang's doing great. You love to see it.
That's your flashing light report. The time is 8:02, high of 81 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Dogecoin, the Doge father, Elon Musk. Let's see what these prices is at today, man.
My lord.
Wow.
We got a birthday today. One birthday.
Whose birthday?
Your boy Too Short.
How old is Too Short, Rosenberg?
I'm going to say Too Short is 54 years old.
Ooh, great guess.
55.
Yo! Dang, this guy Rosenberg is always one short, man.
Yo, but you know what I don't like about you, Shawnee?
What?
You said it. Your response to me saying 54 was like I was a failure. You were just like, oh, man. Yo, the fact that I was within one,
I'm still in my game show host mode. The answer's incorrect. I'm saying it's incorrect.
Well, yeah, that is like your game show host mode. Let's talk about that for a second, shall we?
Yo, Cash One, play that blow the whistle,
though.
Man.
That was good.
Too Short.
Thank you.
I knew you had that ready. Yeah. Happy birthday, Too Short. Ride or Die's next. Y'all keep it locked. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. High 82. So many guffaws, so many eye rolls off the air.
Guffaws?
Several things being discussed here with Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg, one of which is best friends. A hot topic for our brother Rosenberg. He has best friends. He was talking about best friends yesterday with Michael K. Turn that up. And if you don't play the version with the... No. Where's my no? I need my guy. See. Yo, do you ever get too old to categorically identify people as best friends? Does it ever just get to a point where you feel like you sound like an 11-year-old? Because that's where I'm at. Even though, like, if push comes to shove, of course I have people that are my close friends. Why do you say, oh, come on, Laura? Am I taking the fun out of it?
Because you're always fee, fi, fo, fum. Yes, you're always such a
dick. I don't need a best friend. I didn't say that. I just said it just sounded
like what about 8 years old? I don't need no best friends.
No BFF?
I never said that. I just...
Ebro, you definitely
I don't
have
think
best
of it
friends,
in that way.
But you have best friends.
I definitely have friends that are best friends, if I need to categorize it that way. But I actually, when it comes to friends that are that close, I consider them family. Y'all's my family. That's actually how I say it.
All right, you just...
Yeah, but that's actually lying. They're not your family.
They're not.
They're not your family.
They're not
your friends.
Right. And actually, calling them family is actually disrespect.
To whom?
To them.
Why?
Because you say it out of respect. That's my family. But the difference between friends and family is everything. We pick our friends.
That's right.
You're stuck with your family, no matter what you do. So as much as I know you mean it as a compliment, being a friend as opposed to family, a real friend, that's an honor. Because I'm choosing to spend all my time with you. But whenever I get, I'm going to make a trip to see a friend.
It's a good spin. It's a great spin.
That's my family. And Ebro, let's be honest. You make fun of people being loose with best friend, you're loose with family, yo. You're loose.
You're very loose with family.
I've heard Ebro call people family who I know exactly what the level of the relationship is. And I'm like, that's not your family. I mean, it's your...
Well, no, it is. It's technically by literal means my family, meaning like...
They know you and you're
stuck with
you.
I'm stuck with you. But now, Rosenberg, you love the best friend conversation. Tell us why.
Well, no. Yesterday, I got annoyed on the Michael Kay show because Michael says his best friend is his wife, Jody. And Don and I were like, nah, man, that's not your best friend. That's your wife. She has a delineation. It's called wife. Now, should you, in a good relationship, be closer with your partner than anyone else? Abso-friggin-lutely, 1,000%.
But there's things you don't tell your wife or ways you act around your wife that you don't act around your friend.
And every once in a while, you're not trying to have wife time. You're trying to have some friend time. That happens. And he would be like, I don't ever need that. I would just want every moment with my wife. And it's like, well, come on, man. That's
hey,
just
yo,
not
Michael
life.
K.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Come on.
Hey, Michael K.
What's wrong with that?
So, Cass, you never have time when you just want to be with a friend?
What do you mean? I don't understand what you're saying.
We're like, spending your night, a night with your wife, you never have an occasion where you're like, you know what? I just need to go see my man real quick, have a drink, sit in the bar, catch up real quick.
Nah. If I'm being totally honest, nah. I might hang out with my friends, have a phone call, but I'm not going to go, yo, you know what? I don't want to be here today. I want to be with the dude. I'm sorry. It's just not, nah.
You never want to have a trip to go do anything with friends.
A trip? Like go on a vacation with my friends?
I didn't say a vacation. No. Now you're making it sound
like
way.
What do you mean a trip? Get on a plane? Like take a road
drive?
Trip.
Get on a plane? Go on. Like in my case, it would be a golf trip. You want to go play golf for 2 days? Let's go play golf.
No.
No, it's not happening with Cass.
Nah. I mean,
you go on the heavy hitters retreat?
Yeah.
But those, yeah, are friend, those are work friends.
And yeah. Those are my friends.
And your wife comes.
And she comes. And they're my friends. They're not my, like you said, like the actual term best friend, I don't think, no.
But we discussed this. Cass, you don't really have friends like that. Let's be honest.
I have a lot of friends. Now, when you say best friend, you talk about somebody, like to me, when somebody says best friend, I don't think you can have more than one or two best friends. So when somebody says, I have a lot of friends. I have thousands of friends. But best friends, if you have more than two, I'm looking at you funny. That's number
one. That's not true, Cass.
What? Well, you have five best friends?
I can kind of agree with Cass on that.
Listen, you have five best friends in five different situations?
Yes. I've known for 20 plus years. Have I met your mother? Have I gone to your house? Do I know your family?
See,
will I rush to go see you at the hospital?
Okay, now wait. I have a lot of friends. Where I've met their mom, I know their family, I will go see them at the hospital, but I would really consider them a best friend.
So maybe we're having a definition problem. Maybe socially is a definition problem because people define these things different, right? Like the way people define family, the way people define friends, even the way people define their relationships, it's all really up to the individuals that are involved, right? Because people define things differently, right?
To
some people love tons of definitions. They need defined roles for everyone in their circle. Now, some other people are like,
All right, Laura, how many of your best friends would you give a kidney to if they needed
a kidney?
Yes.
I have,
how many of your 25 best friends would you do that?
I don't have 25. I have like five. Probably like four. Four of them.
So now we're whittling it down. Now you have four best friends.
Yeah. Yeah, like four of them I would. Don't ask me who.
That's fine. That's good.
Listen, this is sort of a separate conversation.
See, I don't even know if there's anybody I give a kidney to. Now I hit the black market and try to find you one. But I don't know if I'm giving you mine.
And Ebro always has to hook up on something. He'll find you one.
Right. I'll find you a kidney out here. They sell us.
He'll get you a supreme
kidney exclusive, Laura, would be so crazy. But listen, this is a separate conversation. But
I
am with Laura. I have like five. I mean, I have high school. I'm so close with three or four of my closest friends from high school. My only point was this, though. You're supposed to be the closest with your spouse. But when I hear someone go, my best friend is my wife, I'm like, stop being a little bitch. That's how I feel.
Why?
But why, though?
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. My wife is more of a thug than most of my friends.
I'm not basing it on
photo. I would go to war with my wife before I go to war with my friends.
That's what I mean, Rosenberg. When you get into talking about it, you really get deep down in it. The way people prioritize people or categorize them in their lives are based on life experience, right? And so some people, like Cass, where he's from, he's basing who's my closest friend is somebody that will definitely stab somebody and make sure that I don't die. Whereas somebody else says, yo, my best friend is the person that I speak to the most or that I want to hang out with when I need to go talk to them, right? So based on your life experience would determine how you categorize people. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, most of my family has been trash. So that's probably why I throw around the word family, because I don't really have, like, a giant family. Half of my family didn't like me because I was black. So there's just people that be like, yo, that's my family. They've been there for me for 30 years. That's family right there. Like, I can't get rid of them. There's no scenario that would happen where they wouldn't be a part of my life. That's family.
And on that note, I'm the opposite of Ebro on that. Where it comes to my family, I don't even categorize them as friends. They're above friends. So I could say, like, yeah, some of my cousins are best friends, but I don't even categorize them as friends. I just categorize them as family. Like, there's no question whether if we haven't spoken in a year or 2 days, if I need them today, they will be here today.
And you have a lot of family, so you're not seeking out to term people as family, whereas me or Shawnee ain't seeking out to term people as family. It's 9,000 of them.
It's a lot of us. Yeah.
Yo, but then there also is a difference. Like, I don't think that either Cast or Ebro are really the kind of cats who sit and talk to friends all the time. Like, there are different people, like, who like to sit and really talk to their friends a lot. And then I guess, you know, like you said, it's life experience. I'm divorced. My wife was my absolute best friend in the same way all of you were saying, right? But she was always separate. She was my wife, because guess what? When you get divorced, that friendship's not quite the same. I got news for you. My best friend, Ben, we've been best friends since I was 10 years old. We have times we don't talk for 3 months. There's no divorce that could happen.
That's right.
We are stuck together for
that's
life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so you're lucky to have
that's
that.
Your family
you're,
right there.
You're lucky to have that, because there's people that throughout your life that, like, in my experience, that I've been best friends with, like, we were best friends, like, everything all day, whereas, like, now we might not even talk because of a situation or whatever. So it could go either way with best friends or relationships.
See, I've never had a fallout with a true closest friend either. Never.
Right. Yeah, I never have either.
My closest friends have been there. And, like, we have ebbs and flows of how close we are. But, like, man, you know what? When the divorce happened, that's when I really saw, like, who are my lifetime best friends. I have people out here taking trips. Like, we're going to come sit and spend time together. And you're like, one of the silver linings. I was like, oh, wow, y'all are like my people for life. And that's the point I was making, because as much as we all love our spouses, let's not sit here and lie.
They will take all your money and leave you broken.
Facts.
That is a fact.
Figgity
facts. And by the way, and afterwards, they may still have love for you and vice versa, but they ain't your best friend anymore.
Nope.
That's over.
It happens every blue moon where you see couples stay best friends, but that's usually when they're raising kids together, and it's very rare.
Well, and by the way, staying close friends with someone you used to be in a relationship with is actually a bad idea.
Well, in a lot of cases, that would be true.
It's so a very bad idea, because then how do you find somebody new in your life? Right. And they're always playing second fiddle to the person you had in your life before. That's not healthy.
Yeah, well, you're like, this is my best friend. And so that's the main crux of the argument.
Yeah.
If you can get a divorce and the friendship changes, that's not your best friend. That's your wife.
Got you.
I'm not saying
but
you should ever make a valid point.
But if it doesn't change.
Here's the ill thing about wives, though, and husbands. Here's the thing that makes spouses closer than best friends. If your spouse tells you, do not tell anyone, you don't tell anyone. If your best friend says, don't tell anyone, you're telling your spouse.
Facts. Facts.
Wake up, New York.
Wake up.
Ebro in the morning.
With Laura Styles and Buzz Burr.
Yo, it has the Moosey run in it. It has what the Moosey run.
What you just heard that guy do is exactly what Ebro does off the air every day.
I wish I could do it that good, though. I wish I could do it that good.
The best part isn't even the nu-nu-nu-nu.
That part?
Yo, Sean, you might hit that part one more time.
God.
It's so good. It feels so right.
Thank you for being.
You gotta watch the video.
So we started from the bottom, now we're here, girl.
Hallelujah. How do you follow that? What song?
You don't got a friend. You don't. You go straight to the guru, because that was guru talk. That was guru singing like right there. Yo. Let's get it.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shiny Culture, and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
Yo, crazy.
Oh, that was so good. All right. The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. The team unites. Clear the smoke, the bad energy, and welcome you into a safe space.
That's right.
Shiny Culture, Burn Sage, and Rosenberg. Inhale, exhales, positivity.
All right,
Rosenberg, who is in need of our help?
Everybody,
save a life.
All right. Oh, this is an interesting one, given the current conversation that we're having.
Okay.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. That's how you contact us. The guru Laura at gmail.com. Dear gurus, I'll sum it up fast. I think I'm losing my best friend to 4 years. Let's call her Kay. I know 4 years is not a very long time, but she really is my best friend through and through. Here's the thing. Kay has recently come out as a lesbian. About a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years. She's only been in two relationships so far. Kay's girlfriend is the definition of toxic. She's extremely manipulative and psychologically abusive. She makes comments about Kay's weight and how she looks. She purposely withholds sex from her. She's incredibly jealous of all Kay's friends, to the point where she makes Kay feel like she can't even talk or be around us anymore. Kay's girlfriend is also miserable in her own life. She's always angry or upset about something. She always finds the negatives in things and is always in a bad mood and has an attitude, at least whenever I've been around her. She's also super controlling and calls Kay literally every 2 hours on the dot. She doesn't keep a job, and my friend is constantly supporting her financially. If her girlfriend needs something, Kay drops everything for her. What's worse is Kay is turning into this girl. My bright, bubbly, super outgoing best friend, who only ever loves life and all people in it, is becoming a second version of her girlfriend.
Ooh.
It's gotten so bad that my best friend has admitted to me that she has contemplated suicide.
Wow.
I always listen and offer support when she calls me crying. I've tried to tell her respectfully and also pretty bluntly now. She needs to get out for her own health and safety. My friend has also admitted that she should leave her, and yet nothing. It feels like I tried everything, but Kay refuses to leave. Is it wrong that I'm feeling kind of resentful now? I'm not sure how long I can be friends with her while she's with this black hole of a human. But I don't want to abandon my best friend, especially when she's in a fragile place like she claims. What do I do? Thank you in advance, gurus. Well, this is why they pay us the big bucks.
That's right.
I'm very concerned about the suicidal thoughts. That's very concerning.
Yeah. I think, well, a couple of things here. One, she's saying that she's becoming a new person. You've known her for 4 years. You don't fully know who she was before you met her. Sometimes it takes years to truly know a person. The other thing is, if she is your true BFF through and through, as you say, then you got to ride this one out. You have to be there. You can't bail because she's now making a shift. A lot of people change when they get in relationships. You know what I'm saying? They don't hang around their friends as much and they kind of dive into the relationship. So just because she's been a little distant doesn't mean now you become distant, especially if you see she's going down a hole.
But, Shani, could she put some safety bars on the relationship? Like, for example,
for herself.
Yeah, like, or where you say, hey, listen, if they're hanging out and she starts acting like the, quote, black hole that her girlfriend is,
right,
and she's being negative and nasty, can she say, hey, listen, I love you, I want to spend time with you, but if you're going to start talking like that and being like, I'm not here for that. That's not what I'm about.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going on the context that we were just speaking of. There's certain friends, if you truly know that there's a genuine connection, they're with you for life, right? And there may be ebbs and flows, as you said, in terms of the distance or closeness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just hearing something else going on.
You mean Ebro's watching videos and not paying attention?
Wasn't me. And I'm paying attention.
But I'm with you, Shawnee, because I've been there before, too. Because I know I was with a friend who was in an abusive relationship, and as much as I tried, nothing was happening. So what I did, I was like, look, I'll be here for you. I love you. I support you. I think this relationship is toxic, and it's hurting you. But I can't. I just stopped engaging when it came to the relationship. But if you need me, I'm always here.
Yeah,
call me, pick up the phone. But I definitely had to separate myself because it was starting to affect me. So that's the position sounds like you're in.
Yeah, I don't think she should burn it down, is my point. If you really feel like this is your true best friend and you love her for real, you know what I'm saying? Like, know that she's going through certain things that you might not have known she had a dark side. Y'all been rocking for 4 years. I'm saying you don't really know her.
And if you're through a party,
but if you love her, rock out. You know what I'm saying? Don't disappear from her, especially if she got suicidal thoughts. Don't disappear. Just keep a watchful eye on her.
She will see.
It's okay to set boundaries. You can set boundaries. You can still love them from afar and be there for them, but you can set boundaries.
Exactly.
All right. Good luck. So say the gurus.
Can you play that again?
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
That was best friend talk. So you gotta play. Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh yeah.
Travel down the road and back again.
Hey, so we started from the bottom, now we're here, girl.
That is magic right there, boy.
So good, man.
On the way, flashing lights. Laura Stiles, what you good?
Coming up, flashing light, guys. This is exciting. Well, it's because we love Redman. I'll let you know he just got casted in a really popular TV show.
Okay. Reggie.
Yeah, we'll talk about it coming up.
Ah, man. It's a grand morning, grand rising, everyone.
That's right, grand
Ebro
rising.
Laura Rosenberg. The sun is shining. High 82. Man. Bro, we almost on the other side of the pandemic, kid. Just a few more months. 30% of the nation has been fully vaccinated.
in a couple of weeks, I think probably 3 or 4, I think we'll get to like 50, 60% of the nation will be fully vaccinated. That's significant. Because it could be like July 4th, man, like where they're like, yo, so many people have been vaccinated where we can all take our masks off. Just be outside if that's what you want to do. Like, you got options if that's what you want to do. Right now, they're saying if you're fully vaccinated and you're outside, don't worry about the mask.
If you're by yourself.
Unless you're,
if you're not in a crowd.
Yeah, unless you're in some, like, real crowd, a concert, you know, some sort of packed up situation.
But hasn't that been the case?
No.
If you're outside and you're not in a crowd, you don't have to wear a mask.
It has been the case, but the CDC wasn't saying it. Now the CDC is saying
The CDC is saying if you're vaccinated,
fully vaccinated,
right,
you can basically be chill outside unless you're in a straight up huddled crowd.
Right. Now, we're getting to that point. If you've decided to not get vaccinated and you're waiting to see how this plays out, it's not the best choice, but it's your prerogative. A lot of people also, they're saying 8% of the people who have gotten the first shot did not show up for the second shot. Make sure you show up to get that second shot, because you're playing yourself if you're not showing up to get the second shot. Why get the first and not get the second? You know what I mean? Zebra Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Yo, man, I'm vibing today, man. I'm just happy for people, man. The sun, the weather, people getting vaccinated. Yo, we was just talking off the air, and I hope we've done a responsible job on this program, not giving out, you know, like telling y'all what to do with yourself or giving medical advice, but just relaying the information that is available to us. Because me watching, like, reputable individuals, Joe Rogan, would a platform tell people to not get vaccinated? If he was asked, I would tell people to not get vaccinated. It's so, like, who do people think they are, bro?
It's so irresponsible, bro.
Like, you're not a doctor. You've spent zero time in medical school. You've read some articles. Maybe you've talked to a couple of people. But that's not how research works, man. That's not how medicine works. That's not how vaccines, like, it's just, it's irresponsible. I could tell, like, if somebody was like, yo, what should I do? I'd be like, yo, speak to your doctor. You need to do what's best for you and what's best for your family to protect y'all, which is what I hope we've been saying on the air. And I know we've showed different sides of it, from Rosenberg's point of view to Shawnee's point of view. But to just blanketly be like, yeah, nah, don't get the vax.
Yeah, but even on our little show where we have conversations and we're showing all sides, even during that, I never say, go get vaccinated. And Shawnee never says, do not get vaccinated.
Right.
Even within our discussion, we recognize that we are not in a position to truly tell people what to do.
Right. You just talk about your personal experience. But
and by the way, and to Laura's point, it is a personal choice.
Right. So the safest one,
the safest one is to get vaccinated.
In your opinion.
In my opinion. Right.
That's the safest one, because you're if getting COVID is a concern for you and you're worried about the potential damage that COVID-19 can do to you, the only way we know how to completely protect ourselves today is to never go outside ever, ever, ever again and wear a mask and not go outside.
Right.
Or get vaccinated.
And even vaccination is not complete. But
and even vaccination is not 100% was going to be my next statement.
And did he say directly,
he said,
don't do it or somebody
else? He said, if a healthy
him.
Young person asked me if they should get vaccinated, I would say no.
In his opinion.
So they asked him. I don't think he added the in his opinion, but that's right.
Right.
And I just feel like that's irresponsible. I just wanted to say that.
And he's got a huge dedicated following. So it's just like, damn. All right.
Because the other part of it is the only way we stop this thing from growing and moving around is by it not multiplying and producing in people's bodies and them spreading it. Which is why it's so important for us to help countries like India, Brazil, and other countries that are developing nations, economically challenged nations, whatever, because they don't have access. I think they said the number's like 1% of nations that are developing or poor have gotten access to the vaccine, because all the rich nations have bought it all up. So we have another problem, which is you have all of these nations that the virus is still going to be running rampant in. And it's going to, the virus is going to mutate, like just like we go through with the flu, where every year there's a new strain, there's a new strain, there's a new strain. It's going to be, that's going to be the world, man.
It's here. It's here.
It's here now.
But, you know, a lot of people are, like you said, it's everybody's prerogative.
That's
and
right.
People are trying to take safe measures based off of what they feel they're most comfortable with. And, you know, sometimes cats on a main microphone like him, if they positioned him in a way to say, look, what would you say? And he was being honest. I guess that was his honest opinion.
Facts. It's just, it should be balanced out. It's dangerous. And, you know, look, I'm a college dropout. So I'm not one to be up here giving you medical advice. I can give you my life. I can give you my personal. But that's
it. Maybe if you knew a lot more about mixed martial arts, I'd appreciate it.
Maybe if I hosted X Factor one time.
By the way, man, we never showed love this week to Chris Weidman, who's from Long Island, and had his leg broken during that fight.
Oh, that was a horrible video. I wish I never saw it.
You watched that, Laura?
Yeah, I saw a clip.
Laura always watches them.
Oh,
she
man.
Watches them. She goes,
to.
I don't want to see it. Then she watches it. Then
I wish I wouldn't have saw it.
Every time. Yo, my lady's the same way. Don't show me that. Don't show me that. Let me see it.
Did your girl watch it on Saturday, Ebro?
No, we didn't watch it.
Did I just saw the Twitter clip. Twitter clip, fam.
You didn't see it, Ebro?
No, I didn't see it.
Yo, so I just told everyone not to watch it, and now I'm really, I would love for one of you guys to watch it on the air.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it.
Yo, it is indescribable.
Ebro, watch it. Look it up right now.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Styles. Let's get into it. I'm good. I believe you guys. Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. This is all pop out the skin.
Skin breaks.
Fracture.
The skin breaks. But what makes it the worst is that after the kick happens and the leg snaps, Ebro, his foot is swinging around.
Mm.
But then Ebro, after the foot is swinging around, he plants the foot down.
Yeah.
And then he folds up.
Yes.
It's nothing.
It's nothing. It's
gross.
So I just send in love to Chris Weidman, Long Island Zone. He said he's already working his way back. So send him love.
All right. Well, let's go for some positive news, guys. Redman has just landed a role on Power Book 2.
Yeah.
That's so dope. He's going to be playing Method Man's brother.
That's perfect.
Yo, I love it.
So dope, man.
That's amazing.
Right? I think you'll be perfect for it. So just some good news when it comes to Redman. Also, I don't know if you guys saw Khaled trending.
Oh, sure.
His new album, Khaled, is dropping actually tomorrow, guys. Wait, is tomorrow Friday?
Nope, Thursday.
Okay, Friday. It's dropping Friday. Now, did you tell me?
Oh!
He just saw it.
Yeah,
he
didn't
just
do it. Oh, that was the first kick. Tried to kick old boy in the shin. Mm-hmm. Yo, that joint busts like a rubber band. Oh! Hanging, step down, hand. Oh! That'll leave a mark.
Snap this shit.
By the way, the fact that Ebro's even able to do it in a joking way shows me that you're very disconnected from emotions. You should be broken and lay on the floor right now.
It's disgusting.
So bad.
Yo, I can't believe you're even laughing. Oh.
It's disgusting.
Bro, I'll never watch it again.
Don't watch it.
I'm watching it again.
Ebro, what's wrong with you, yo?
He's gross.
Yo, don't step down. Oh, Lord.
Yo, what's wrong with this guy?
Anyway, you know, support Khaled, man. He's dropping his new album. He has a lot of great people on it.
We don't really know very much about this one, though, right?
Justin Timberlake, Bieber, Her, Migos, Nas, Lil Baby, Roddy Ricch, Timbaland.
Yeah. Yo, shout to Khaled for the surprise, semi-surprise drop. It was supposed to drop next week, and then they rushed it. Little maneuver. I like it. I'm into it.
Another one.
That's right. It is.
Khaled.
Can't wait.
It's your flashing lights report. Oh, wait. What anniversary is today? I remember you brought one up.
23 since Capital Punishment. Big pun.
23 years.
Yo, also, they say, I think it's 22 years since that Rough Riders Volume 1 dropped, too.
Mm. Wow.
Man,
that's your flashing lights report. Time is 8:55. It's going to be high of 81 degrees, guys.
My Lord. Yo, Chris. Chris in Long Island, man. That leg, woof. They probably had to put some metal in that joint, get you back right. You got some pins and screws. You'll be back,
bless
my
you,
G.
Man.
You'll be back.
Styles and Rosenberg, Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.